Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Remnants of Hillary are breaking up and moving north a day after that storm slammed Southern California with torrential rain and flooding. Roads were turned into rivers, neighborhoods cut off, emergency crews were stranded. On top of all that, a magnitude 5 earthquake.
This is what happens when the ground gets so saturated after all of that rain. We also heard reports of at least a dozen people being rescued near a riverbank as the rivers rose. This was a very serious 24 hours, but thankfully, because there were no major reports of damage, it's safe to say that everyone, at least in this part of California, saying this could have been a lot worse.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers in Los Angeles. President Biden is making his way to wildfire-ravaged Maui today, taking an aerial tour. 114 people were killed, 850 are still missing. And more wildfires are burning near Spokane, Washington. At least two people died there. Some 200 structures were burned. This is ABC News. In Britain, sentencing is today for a nurse convicted of killing infants. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from the Foreign Desk.
The strongest possible sentence here meted out by Judge James Goss on Lucy Letby, with no possibility of parole.
Because the seriousness of your offences is exceptionally high, I direct that the early release provisions do not apply.
Which therefore translates into
a whole life order on each and every offence. And you will spend the rest of your life in prison.
33-year-old Letby, convicted of murdering 7 babies and attempting to kill 6 others while working as a neonatal nurse at a hospital in northern England. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Nearly 3 years after the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was foiled, the last of the defendants goes on trial today. Brothers William and Michael Null and Eric Molitor were among 14 men accused in the scheme. 4 have pleaded guilty, 5 more were convicted, 2 have been acquitted. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A 12-year-old boy died after disappearing in Lake Michigan over the weekend. The incident happened at Neshota Beach Saturday afternoon just before noon. The Two Rivers Police Department says the boy was seen struggling in the water. He went missing and was found a short time later and pulled from the water by an off-duty police officer. First responders tried life-saving measures at the scene and in the ambulance on the way to the hospital but could not save him. The incident will be investigated, but authorities aren't suspicious of any wrongdoing.
A Fond du Lac man was convicted of voting in 2 states in 2020. 75-year-old Edward Malnar pled guilty to election fraud for voting in Wisconsin and Michigan. He also pleaded guilty to obstructing an officer. Malnar voted in Wisconsin in person and in Michigan by absentee ballot. Edward Malnar is the 5th person from Fond du Lac County to be convicted of election fraud from the 2020 election.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have 2 kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
More sociopathy when you have no empathy? Psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
I wish we could start on a happier note on a Monday morning, but my question to you this morning is, are you afraid to stand up to people these days? 844-967-2789, whether that's honking at someone who is a terrible driver, whether that's putting a political sign in your front yard, hanging a Black Lives Matter or a rainbow flag in your house or your business, standing up to Nazis who show up at a rally. Are we getting to the point where you second guess your instincts to stand up to someone or someone's because you are nervous about violence? 844-967-2789, because I don't know if you saw this. This was breaking from yesterday, but a store owner in a tiny town in California, in San Bernardino Valley, was fatally shot by a man who confronted her about her pride flag that was in her store. And I read that this morning, and it's obviously awful, because I have to be totally honest, when we're driving in Milwaukee, I tell my husband, stop honking at people. Because you don't know who has a gun. You know, and you don't know who's going to snap. And clearly this person, they have not identified the person who shot her fatally, but he had a gun and walked into her store, was not a patron, and it was basically after disparaging statements about LGBTQ people that he just shot her. And, you know, I'm someone who I would like to think was raised to say something, but it's starting to get scarier and scarier to feel like there's not going to be violent ramifications for doing that. So I guess in keeping up with the news, when you hear stuff like this, has it changed your outlook on second guessing yourself when you otherwise would want to
step up,
stand up for people? 844-967-2789. What do you think, Jane?
I certainly understand where you're coming from about being afraid, because guns are so endemic now in this country. And as you said, you don't know who's carrying or not. And people are so short fused now that it's scary.
Yeah. And, but it also feels like you can't just be scared into submission, especially over something that feels so inclusive and not trivial, but not controversial. And, you know, specifically with this case, I saw some people saying, like, this is what happens when you label everyone who is either an ally of LGBTQ people or LGBTQ people as groomers. And we've gotten to this point where, and we'll never know the motivation, or because the guy who shot the woman, her name was Laura Ann Carlton. I guess she went by Lori, but he hasn't been identified, but he also died in a shootout with police. And so we won't know more information about him and his mental state, but it's a dangerous game where, like, the extreme right is playing by labeling all things trans and all things drag as grooming and pedophilia, because people feel justified when the two are totally mutually exclusive. 844-967-2789.
Amy from Wisconsin Rapids is joining us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. I definitely feel like we're starting to become more afraid. My husband's paralyzed, and so he uses those parking spaces that have the slash marks next to them to be able to get out of his vehicle. All people who are handicapped and use a ramp or something to transfer out use that. And we see people park with motorcycles, like in the Walmart parking lot. Those slash marks are not meant for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been intimidated and didn't go up to somebody because I just didn't have it in me that day to do it. But I did take a picture. I shared it on Facebook, told my friends this is not meant for parking. And I was sassy about it. I was frustrated about it. It somehow got to this gentleman, and he commented back like, you know, the police came and they told you to mind your own effing business, blah, blah, blah. I can park there. And then we have a cousin.
But he can't park there. How did the police just let him go?
Well, I called the next day to the police department. I had his picture. I had his license plate. Said I was going to let it go, but here this guy thinks he's in the right. Can you ticket him? And they told me no, because it was the next day.
Come on.
Which I didn't agree with. But we also had a cousin that just recently... in Fond du Lac, there was somebody parked in the Quick Trip slash marks right in the front entrance where you walk in. And he stayed and he did confront this man. And this man wanted to fight him. Was like, I can't park here. I'm handicapped. And it's like, no, you cannot park there. That is meant for the loading and unloading. But people just think they're so right that they can't even hear what you're trying to say to them. So Marcus went up to them and was trying to be, you know, educational, and instantly the guy was wanting to fight him, and his aunt and my mother-in-law both said, be careful educating people like that, because, and I don't think that's a bad thing. We're just trying to make it more helpful for people who already live a very difficult life every day.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember having this conversation. I have a cousin who's still with us, who's spina bifida. She's in a wheelchair, and a cousin who had muscular dystrophy who passed last year. And it's the same thing for them. They're both in wheelchairs. And yeah. I remember both their parents, you know, when they try to go places and someone's parked in that spot, there's nowhere else to go to try to, they dealt with this last week because they went to the Pink concert and it was raining so hard that day that my cousin, you know, it was hell trying to get, like, it's just, it's already hard. And so trying to confront people when you're like, you're making this harder. Can you understand that? And the defensiveness and this jump to violence from their point of view makes it really scary. And it's hard not to just let bullies win.
Right. But it is disgusting because, like, if somebody was driving themselves and somebody parks there, they have to just wait for that person to come. They can't get their ramp out. It should, we should be able to have civilized conversations about things without being nasty. And, you know, I know when I posted about seeing my gentleman, I got nasty because I was just irritated by it. And I know my husband's confronted people before and they flip him off. He's the guy in the wheelchair trying to tell you why he needs this. And it's just, it's crazy the way the world is.
It is. It is. Thank you so much for the call, Amy, and that perspective. 844-967-2789. Are you getting to the point where you're afraid to stand up to people? And it can be about anything. It can be about bad driving. It can be about handicap spots. It can be about putting a flag up. And we're talking about it this morning because of this tragic story out of California where a woman named Laura Ann Carlton, who was a store owner, she owned a store called Magpie Clothing in San Bernardino in a town of like 100 people or something.
Oh, wow.
And it was, yeah, it's tiny. And a man didn't like the flag that she had up there. And it ended in her getting shot. And I guess it's not the first time as far as her having issues with the flag. It, the New York Times story about this started with, every time someone ripped down the rainbow pride flag from Magpie Clothing Store in San Bernardino Mountains in California, the store's owner, Laura Ann Carlton, responded by putting up a bigger one. And, but again, and like that alone, it takes courage because she obviously was having some issues as people wanting to take it down in the first place, which is private property. You right. can't do that.
You're not supposed to.
But I guess the thought that now, like, self-preservation potentially includes just not doing it in the first place because you don't know when someone's going to snap and you don't know who has a gun at any given time. And so I guess my question is, are you getting to the point where you feel like you have to bite your tongue? Because not only just because you're like, oh, I'm going to be the bigger person, or you were trying to let it go, but because you're actually scared. 844-967-2789. We have a Lisa on the Facebook live stream, which you can always join and watch us and watch Jane and my facial expressions, which add their own level of entertainment beyond our voices.
That's what we heard.
At As Goes Wisconsin on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. But Lisa says, I talked about putting a pride flag in my window at my business, and my oldest son said I should wait until my daughter is out of high school. There is definitely fear of violence, not just towards me, but also towards my family then. If it was just me, I'd have put the flag up right away. But I don't want to put my family in danger. That's crazy pants.
That is crazy pants.
Especially that her son, you know, because teenagers and younger people are not always the most risk averse and tend to be a little bit more like,
go for it.
I'll never die.
Right. Like,
yeah, I'm invincible. And so the fact that he was the one to point out, maybe not, Mom, is eye-opening. All right, well, we're going to take our first break, but if you have thoughts on this or anecdotes about something that has happened in your life where you feel like you have to stand up or you feel like you have bit your tongue because of, not because of anything beyond thinking that something violent could happen, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will keep the conversation going after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
About animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Test your home. for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight's light chance for scattered storms. Lows around 65. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Cloudy skies expected. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking about the California shop owner who was shot, fatally shot, over LGBTQ plus pride flag she had at her store after a man made comments about the flag and then killed her. And this happened in the San Bernardino Mountains in California. And it just has made me wonder, this is obviously awful. But also the, because she was not LGBTQ plus. Right. She was someone who
she was an ally.
It meant she was an ally. She, but it meant a lot to her, right? And as we said before, it was not the first time someone had taken issue with the flag. People had ripped it down before, and she just kept putting it back up, and it, jokingly, a bigger one. But it was something that was incredibly important to her. So. Truly, I mean, died in the face of standing up for something that she believed in, even though she may or may not known that that was what she was being at. Like, that was even on the table as far as that someone would kill her over this, over a flag. But are we getting, it's clearly someone who snapped. And we think about this, I think about this with road rage so often, and especially in road rage in Milwaukee.
For sure.
Of bad drivers. And if you honk at someone who cut you off or who is doing the Milwaukee slide, and then they're just so offended that you would even honk at them. And I have gotten to the point where I have told my husband, do not honk at people. It is not worth it. Like, as long as we don't get in an accident, like, stop it. Because it's not worth it. And so it's like, where is the line between, I mean, bad driving is bad driving, but, you know, bigger things that we want to stand up for, and it maybe not being worth it because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to get in a physical altercation. You don't want to get shot at. You don't want a gun pulled on you. And so my question to listeners is, to you, is, are you afraid to stand up to people right now? 844-967-2789.
We have a text from John from the Falls. Good morning, ladies. Sad to see this is what our country is becoming. I've decided I'm not ever going to engage with someone because of their poor driving. It's not going to make them a better driver. And with as many guns as we have in this country, you never know when someone's going to snap. Is it just me, or does it seem like this kind of behavior all started happening when Trump became president? It certainly seems like his behavior has made his followers feel like it's okay not to care about anyone else. He helped bring out the worst in humanity.
And it'll be interesting to see, like, we're still so close to it. We're so close to the transition of 2016 and Trump becoming president, but also so many of the antisocial behaviors coming out of the pandemic or during the pandemic, because like we saw such a huge increase in violent crime across cities in 2020. And so it's like, you know, pinpointing what it is, but it also is, it's the guns. Not to make this a gun conversation, but it is.
It is.
Things that can escalate that would normally be a fight or a punch in the face that can now be a gunshot are very different. And when people can do concealed carry, and what's crazy if this is in California, California has such intense
strict
gun laws.
Yep.
Of what was happening that this guy just was had a gun on him like that. But it's scary out there, but it's also like, you don't, like I said before in the previous segment, you don't want to just let bullies win.
But
go ahead, Jen.
Isn't that part of the goal, is to make people afraid? I truly believe that is part of the goal of this rhetoric. The anti-LGBTQ, you know, cross-dressers are pedophiles. I think the rhetoric is intended to make people afraid to shut them up. So we won't stand up for what we believe is right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to a certain extent I don't know if there's a coordinated effort, but yeah. And so,
we still have Lisa on the line. She's been holding. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, I've been listening to your point, Jean. I don't know that it's like a coordinated tactic, but I think it is a tactic that's generally used. I don't think it has to even be coordinated. I think it's just like one of a list of things you do to like shut the other person up. But what I wanted to say was when I heard the news story about that lady being murdered about the flag, it made me ashamed that I hadn't put my flag up. And so, but I want to protect my family. I don't want them to be hurt because I want to stand up for what I believe in. Like, it hurts. It's just like painful because I have a punk rock soul. Like, it's hard to not stand up for what you believe in. It's actually painful. But I don't want to bring harm to my family. So what do I do?
Do you feel like...
I feel...
In Rapids, do you feel like there is enough anti-LGBTQ rhetoric of stuff that's happened? Like, if it has happened, I actually haven't heard about it. But has there been incidents, like, in the last year?
Not violent incidents, but there's definitely... Like, I have a friend of mine who's gay, and he won't go to this certain bar because he and his... friends went in, and he's not like outwardly gay, but the people that were there were just talking terrible stuff about gay people. And so he said he'll never go back there. And so I know there's like an undercurrent. And just like you said, it only takes the one person who's unstable. It just takes that one person who's just not right in the head to like come and get you. And I don't know about, you know, it's funny. Here's one thing, though. I asked my daughter about it, and she said, oh, Mom, half of the kids in Lincoln High School are gay. They're on, like, the LGBTQ spectrum.
That's
somewhere.
A lot. Lincoln's not small. That's a big school to have half the kids be gay.
Right. And so I have great, great hope for our future.
Hope.
Truly.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming up against a break, Lisa, so we got to let you go.
There.
But thank you so much for calling and sharing your story with us. If you have thoughts on this, we'll keep it going. 844-967-2789. Are you afraid to stand up to people? Or is it more important than ever to keep doing it? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls and your texts after the break. And we also have some good, bad, and wet headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy.
Hillary may have moved on, but the historic storm won't be forgotten. It slammed Southern California Sunday, washing out roads, turning highways into rivers, and leaving at least one person missing overnight. And then an earthquake.
An earthquake, not related at all to these storms. One didn't cause the other, but these extreme rainfall events, certainly we can expect them to be more frequent because of climate change. This one still has more rainfall to come.
ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. No reports of any serious damage or injuries. Maui gets a visit from President Biden later today. He's set to tour parts of the wildfire zone, including what's left of the incinerated town of Lahaina. 114 dead, 850 people still missing in the disaster. And former President Trump says he won't join Wednesday's GOP presidential debate, planning a counter program with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Trump is widely considered to be the front runner in a crowded Republican field. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A 12-year-old boy died after disappearing in Lake Michigan over the weekend. The incident happened at Neshota Beach Saturday afternoon, just before noon. The Two Rivers Police Department says the boy was seen struggling in the water. He went missing and was found a short time later and pulled from the water by an off-duty police officer. First responders tried life-saving measures at the scene and in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, but could not save him. The incident will be investigated, but authorities aren't suspicious of any wrongdoing. Officials in Two Rivers say people swimming in the lake should be aware of rough waters and currents and avoid the water during beach warnings. Hello, commuters and drivers in the Grand Chute area. The construction project will close part of West College Avenue between I-41 and West Hill Boulevard. The project starts August 28th and will wrap sometime in November. Be on the lookout for alternate routes, which will be posted in the coming days.
Ishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about the shooting that happened over the weekend in California, where a shop owner who had put up a pride flag in her store was fatally shot after getting in a confrontation with a man over that flag and asking the larger question of, are you afraid to stand up to people? And that can be for things like in your car and handicap spots. or over politics. And we have a couple texts coming through from one from the WAUK 262. The gun owners win. We are intimidated.
He's not
and
wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not wrong, right?
No. I mean, I don't want to go face to face with a gun, and I also don't want to carry a gun. Like, that's like, even if I would be such a mouse carrying a gun, like, I would, even if I had one on me, like, my ability to like think that I would ever draw it and point it at someone, like, I've joked about this, like, I am not meant for the zombie apocalypse. Like, I don't think, like, my survivor instinct and like ability to hurt or kill things is like very, very weak. And so my ability to kill or be killed, I would probably be killed pretty quickly. And I don't know if that's such a bad thing as far as what that means, that says about my nature. But yeah, I mean, you don't know. That's what's terrifying. But it's also so sad because some of these people deserve to be called out.
Oh, for sure.
And deserve to not just go through life of I get what I want, and I'm going to yell at you when I'm the one who shouldn't be parking in a handicapped spot.
Because I'm entitled. Because
I'm that entitled.
Yeah. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From Lynn in Oconomowoc. Yesterday during the day, there was a truck with one headlight who was following me. We both exited the bypass, and I thought about getting out of my car at the stop sign and letting him know that one of his headlights was out. However, I was afraid of being run over or being shot. And that's trying to help someone.
That's trying to be helpful.
Just to give him a heads up. Also, from the 541, the behavior that led to that shooting has been around forever, not directly related to a specific criminal. I feel the prevalence of media, news, and social media both bring more light to these incidents, whereas 30 years ago, they would have been mentioned on the first page of a national newspaper. I suspect those opposed to the Rainbow Support Team feel they're falling into the minority, and some feel like they need to get as much attention as they can.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And I think 30 years ago, a shooting like this would have been made on the first page, because it would have been rare 30 years ago.
Well, it would have been rare, but I also, I mean, I don't think it's wrong as far as the prevalence of this, I feel like, is going up. And I think the prevalence of road rage is going up. And I think, I mean, think about, when was that? Was that June? Was it June, May, when there was like that one weekend where there was multiple people shot, like for knocking on the wrong door, pulling over in the wrong driveway, getting into the wrong car. Yeah. It was all in the same weekend where it wasn't even this. That was something that was like not even about standing up to people. That was about making a mistake. And because people are so scared and easily triggered that they are train guns, and the ability to, like, that was, I forgot what month that was in, but like that is not behavior that's been around forever.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, we have Tom from LA on the phone. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, ladies. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We need to get money out of politics, though, to truly restore government back to we the people. Second, I actually, as I've said before, I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and being a gay man and being on the brink of suicide at one time, I reached out to a direct resource when I lived in Green Bay, and it was able to, I guess, talk me off the ledge. But that being said, that's when I started my own directory. It's called glpages.com, and gayandlesbianpages.com, and it's basically for people who support LGBTQ plus rights. It is a, it's completely for the type of woman that did have her flag out But basically, this way, people know ahead of time who it is that's LGBTQ friendly and not. And yeah, it's something I'm very proud of. I've had it for 18 years. It used to be the Gay Yellow Pages, or now it's just gayandlesbianpages.com. But it is a place and a resource for people to go to find support for LGBTQ plus people. And we have a lot of allies, of course, in the directory as well. But yeah, it's really, really sick. And you're right, it is the guns. But we also need to, as a community, I guess, support those who support us. And you know what? These other people can lose their the gay dollar. That's up to them, because there's a lot there. And also just the opportunity to meet an incredible person possibly in our community. You're missing out on it. So
yeah.
And Trump has definitely stoked that fire. There is no doubt about that. These people were hiding under a rock before he gave them the permission to come out and, let their hatred, fly.
We have people marching. We have people marching in this country carrying swastika flags.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and Ron DeSantis is making his entire brand about this, right? Like, it's honestly, I think, like, with some of the LGBTQ stuff, like, now Ron's making it seem like Donald Trump is like too soft on LGBTQ plus. Like, it's getting even more extreme. And so, but yeah, thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah. It's a dark way to start a Monday morning talking about this, but I feel like it bleeds over into more things than just one issue. Like, I hadn't even thought about the handicap thing before Amy called in. But yeah, and my mom texted me as she was listening, like, she won't even, when someone doesn't move when the green lights starts, she doesn't even honk anymore because she's just like, it's not worth it. And she lives in Rapids.
I know, right? Because you just don't know. But I think, too, this is also a larger issue of, and we saw this during the COVID pandemic, there is no, I will do this for the collective good anymore. It's individual rights. I can do this because I want to. I can do this because I'm special. I'm not going to give up anything or make any accommodations for anybody else because it's about me. And I think there used to be more of looking out for all of us. And now it's us versus them. Or me versus them.
Yeah. And it makes me think the thing that just popped in when you said that, it was, you know, the loneliness epidemic that was designated, the Surgeon General warning of that loneliness is a huge problem in our country right now. And that's also only been getting worse, is, and that leads to antisocial behavior, as far as there is no, you lose sight of the, what the collective good and what community is, and like being, having empathy. All right. Well, let's move on to some headlines. This is a good story. So we got a good story, and then we got a bad story, and then we got a wet story. So
a wet story. Excellent.
The good story is our friends over at the Door County Candle Company, which we've interviewed Christiana before because they raised so much money for Ukraine. And now they're doing the same thing for Maui.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In the response to the deadly wildfires wiping out Maui, the Door County Candle Company has added a new fundraising candle to its lineup. The Maui Wildlife Relief Lilico, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, is a 16-ounce candle named after the passion fruit that encapsulates the spirit of the island, vibrant, sweet, and full of life. 100% of the profits will be donated to the American Red Cross for Maui Wildlife Relief, and they will ship it to you. So we will put the link to that in our show notes for today, but you can also just Google Door County Candle Company, and it's right on their homepage right now.
That's
so
really cool.
That's a good story.
That is a good story.
A bad story, and one that I don't really know, that's just bad all around. So WTF is happening in Waupun right now. Did you read about this?
I didn't.
So our friend Mario Caron, who was at Wisconsin Watch, is now at the New York Times. He wrote a story. I had no idea this was happening, but prisoners. So this is how it starts. Prisoners locked in their cells for days on end report walls speckled with feces and blood. Birds have moved in, leaving droppings on the food trays and ice bags handed out to keep prisoners cool. Blocked from visiting the law library, prisoners say they have missed court deadlines and jeopardized appeals. Unable to access toilet paper, one prisoner tore his clothing into patches to use for tissue. 1,000 people incarcerated at Waupun Correctional Institution, a maximum security prison in southeast Wisconsin, have been confined mostly to their cells for more than 4 months, ever since prison officials locked down the facility and halted many programs and services. So that is horrific to read about. But it turns out that, I mean, because the Wisconsin Department of Corrections hasn't really offered much of an explanation about the lockdown or why it's lasted so long. But others in Mario's reporting, basically others familiar with the Pond Penitentiary said that the reason for the restrictions, dire staffing shortages, that more than half of the prison's 284 full-time positions for correctional officers and sergeants are not filled.
Wow.
And what's happened? Yeah. And so what's happening there is a reality at prisons across the country, that lockdowns, which were once like very rare and taken only in like a crisis situation, are becoming like the way to deal with chronic staffing and budget shortages. And I don't know how that is not, has doesn't have a civil rights case written all over it, but like I also, you need staff. And so that would, to me, like reading his story this morning, I was like, well, this is a cluster F. But the conditions that people are living in, like, is just unreal.
But I don't know that there's a lot of sympathy. I don't.
I think I have sympathy, because especially when you consider people who were locked up there for nonviolent crimes, like.
I understand completely what you're saying, and I think it's terrible as well, but I think when we talk about all the other budget issues and all the other money issues and loss of programs for most people, helping out the people in our prisons is going to be pretty low on the priority list.
I just would like to know what kind of, because I feel like this is a lawsuit waiting to happen and a very expensive lawsuit waiting to happen if this is the only way that they can deal with it. And I know correctional officers got in this most recent budget are getting a raise. So potentially that could attract more people to work there, but it was a hard read, but you can read that. It's in the New York Times and Wisconsin Watch, and it's called, the title of the is Inside Waupun Correctional Institution's Nightmare Lockdown. And then the wet story, which we'll just get to really quickly, but you've probably heard about it already. Have you heard of a hurricane?
No.
Because that's what hit. Do you not hear about this?
Oh, the hurricane.
The hurricane,
yes.
That hit, that not only that they got more rain yesterday than they did in the entire year, the Baja of California and Southern California. And then to go along with it, they're like, let's just throw an earthquake on top of it. So shockingly, no damage so far. So that's a good thing. But wild weather still happening everywhere. All right, when we come back, soccer is coming whether you like it or not. 844-967-2789.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast, mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 78. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies, tonight's light chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 65. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Cloudy skies expected, temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And yesterday at 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m., we woke up and we watched the second half of the Women's World Cup final.
You did.
And Spain defeated England 1-0 to claim its first women's championship. And it's become just the fifth nation to win after U.S., Germany, Japan, and Norway. And it also makes Spain just one of two countries, so them and Germany, who both the men's and the women's team has won. But it was a fun, I mean, we only watched the second half. Mike was already awake because of, you know, surgery stuff. But it was fun to watch the end. And there was a big, by the time I started watching it, Spain was already up 1-0. And then they had a chance to go 2-0 with a penalty kick that was saved. That was very exciting. And but some of the stories that kind of came out of this that I think is interesting. I mean, this tournament for women's soccer broke all sorts of records. It broke all sorts of attendance records. It broke TV records. It broke advertising records as far as people's interest and how many people watched globally. And so I just feel like it's huge for the sport. And I also just think it's huge for women's sports in general, as far as the growing popularity of it. But one of the so UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak offered some words of encouragement, but maybe not the kind that he intended.
Uh-oh.
After the women's English national team, they lost. He said, "You left absolutely nothing out there at Lionesses." Pretty sure you meant everything. You left everything out there. But so that was a little mix up. But one of the other things, so Olga Carmona, who was the Spanish player who was the only person to, she had the lone goal. Talk about going from the worst day, the best day, to the worst day of your life, because after the game, she found out that her dad died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I saw that as I was going to bed last night. I was like, talk about like,
oh, that's awful.
The range, I think he had maybe died before the game, but no one had told her ahead of the game. And she tweeted out, I mean, I think she kind of tweeted out that she like had like an angel on her shoulder during the game. But that was a crazy story. But in general, I just feel like this is a turning point and like such a huge milestone for how much enthusiasm there was, even compared to 2019, even with the U.S. women's team being knocked out as early as they were. And then the other story that I feel like is also just like soccer is coming, like whether you like it or not, is the fact that Messi in Florida is just rocking it. So it's been a month since, Lionel Messi has joined Inter Miami for the Major League Soccer. And he's doing great. He's already scored 10 goals in 7 games. His team's doing great. But also, like, all of the brands associated with him are doing great. So, like, Apple, so subscriptions to MLS Season Pass on Apple TV Plus has more than doubled since Messi joined Inter Miami.
Wow.
So that's a huge boon for American soccer. Jersey sales. Messi's now pink Inter Miami jersey is the top seller across all sports. So more than any other not American football, not basketball, not baseball, more than any other sports on Fanatics last month, Messi's jersey was number one. Ticket prices are going up because fans around the country are like packing the stadium to see Messi. And in general, because the social media has grown 14 million followers, which is more than any other team in the NFL, NHL, or Major League Baseball.
Wow.
And so, like, I just think there's lots of things brewing for, like, 20 years from now, how dominant soccer is going to be in the U.S. and giving these other, you know, the other four major sports not only a run for their money as far as, like, eyeballs of what people are watching, but also, like, what kids are playing.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I still think that there's going to be a huge siphoning off of kids who would normally play American football, who now will play soccer instead, or just other sports. How many more high schools will, like, because, like, my husband Mike, he went to Palmyra Eagle. Like, they didn't even have a soccer team in high school because they were super small. But, like, I just wonder, as we see, if you think about, because high school football started on Friday. Oh, isn't that crazy?
I know.
As we aired some of the games across the Civic Media Network. But I just think, because remember the story from last fall of how many teams, high school teams, didn't have enough players?
Yes.
And so, and, like, kids were getting hurt, and, like, it was just one of those sports where, like, if you have kids who, like, the team's so small that they're playing both offense and defense, and they're just small in size, small in the quantity of kids on the team. And I just wonder, like, there's just a suspicion that I feel like soccer is going to continue to siphon off kids from football, which some people may not be ready to hear.
Change is inevitable, people. And I mean, not that you can't get hurt playing soccer, because you certainly can.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the level of injury compared to American football, your chances are better that you're not going to suffer a career-ending injury playing soccer.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly, like, for women, there's certainly, like, ACLs and knees, right. and there's, I mean, as the same thing with basketball, there's still a lot of concussions because you hit heads as you're both going for a header. The ball itself can give you a concussion. So yeah, it's not crew, you know, or like volleyball. I was saying that because we were talking about, like, and this is probably, you know, we were looking at the different women and stuff, and some of them were like, oh, she's really beautiful, and not that that's the point of sports, but we were talking about, like, growing up, the difference between the girls who played soccer, volleyball, and basketball, because I always played basketball, and I was like, there's always something so pretty about the volleyball players, and I always felt like it's something to do, because, like, they never touch their opponent.
So is, you know what there's I mean? No,
like,
context,
in soccer
there's...
and basketball, like, we're, like, in each other's faces and gonna, like, elbow each other and push each other. But, like, you got a net between you and volleyball. There's something a little bit less confrontational about that. It's like, you can talk crap under the net, but that's about as far as it goes. All right. Well, when we come back, Michael Childers is going to be here. He is a professor at the Department of Labor Education at UW-Madison and co-chair of the University of Wisconsin's School for Workers. We're going to talk about the summer of strikes. And then 11:30, we're talking to Bob Bonadour about the super blue moon.
Yay.
That's coming on August 30th. So we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Come back with us. This is As Good As Wisconsin.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the Civic.